今天早上的信息是罗马书第四章第二十五节。
Today's message comes from Romans chapter 4, verse 25.
只有一节的圣经，但是我觉得这节圣经是非常有意义的。
There's only one verse, but it's very important for us.
我用中文念一次，我们也会用英文念一次。
Pastor Chong will read once in Chinese, and I will translate in English.
罗马书第四章二十五节，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
是非常简短的一节圣经。
It's a very short verse.
但是却是非常重要一节圣经。
But it's of key importance.
有人说这一节圣经把整个福音的信息都涵盖在这一句话里面。
Someone once commented that this verse is a comprehensive statement of the gospel.
我们在美国的东北角叫做 New England, 新英格兰区。
We're living in New England of the United States.
也许你知道，也许你不知道，在这边天主教徒占全部人口的三分之二。
You may not know that two-thirds of the population are Roman Catholics.
所以你看到的教堂，天主教堂远多过基督教的教堂。
So you actually see a lot more Catholic churches than Protestant churches.
如果你从来没有进过一个天主教堂，
If you never stepped into a Roman Catholic church,
你不会注意到。
You will not notice this.
如果进了一个天主教堂，
But if you have,
有一件事情你要注意。
There's one thing you should pay attention.
在天主教的教堂里面，他们的十字架跟一般的基督教的教堂的十字架有什么不同呢？
What's the difference between the cross of a Protestant church and that of the Catholic?
我们这边就有一个十字架。
We have a cross here.
如果你到一个天主教堂去，
But if you go to a Roman Catholic church,
你注意看他的十字架。
And pay attention to their cross.
如果你有一个朋友或同事，他是一个天主教徒。
If you have a friend or colleague who's a Roman Catholic,
他会戴一个项链。
He or she will probably wear a necklace.
他也会挂一个十字架。
And with a cross on it.
你注意看那个十字架。
Pay attention to the cross she's wearing.
通常天主教堂的十字架。
Usually the crosses of a Roman Catholic church.
或者天主教徒挂的十字架。
Or the cross on the necklace of a Roman Catholic.
都有一位耶稣挂在上面。
There's a Jesus hanging on the cross.
我很少在一个天主教堂看到一个十字架上面没有耶稣的。
We rarely see a plain cross in the Roman Catholic Church.
我也几乎没有在一个基督教的教堂看到十字架上还有耶稣挂在那里的。
And rarely have I seen a cross in a Protestant church with Jesus still hanging on it.
你有没有想过为什么？
Have you ever wondered why?
基督教跟天主教来自于同一个渊源。
After all, Roman Catholic and Protestant faith came from the same origin.
我们甚至用同一本圣经。
We even read from the same Bible.
我们几乎有完全一样的信仰。
We have almost the same faith.
虽然有小地方不太一样。
Although there's some differences.
为什么这个十字架有这么大的不同？
Why is such a huge difference between the two crosses?
在我的了解。
According to my understanding,
在天主教的教会当中，
in the Roman Catholic Church,
他们谈到耶稣的时候，
when they speak of Jesus,
在他们的神学信仰当中，
in their theological belief,
他们会似乎比较偏重谈到耶稣的受难，
they focus more on Jesus' redemptive death and his sufferings.
他们每一个礼拜的所谓的弥撒典礼。
The mass they have every week.
其实弥撒就是一个圣餐礼拜。
It's actually a communion worship.
是纪念耶稣基督的死。
It's to remember Jesus' death.
所以对天主教徒来讲，
So to Roman Catholics,
谈到耶稣，
when they talk about Jesus,
非常深刻的印象，
the strongest impression they have,
就是挂在十字架上的耶稣，
is the Jesus hanging on the cross.
他们很少会想到十字架上的耶稣已经不在那里了。
They really thought of Jesus as already gone from the cross.
那为什么基督教是 Protestant 这个新教的教会里面十字架上常常是没有耶稣在那里？
So why have us Protestant churches really have the cross, usually have the cross without Jesus on it?
难道我们没有想到耶稣为我们死在十字架上吗？
Is that we Protestant Christians do not regard Jesus has died for us?
当然不是。
Of course not.
不过似乎在基督教的里面，我们可能更看重的是神学上的另一个意义。
But maybe we evangelical Christians emphasize the other aspect a lot more.
就是他已经复活了。
That is, he has resurrected from the dead.
因为他复活了。
Because he has resurrected.
他的坟墓是空的。
His tomb is empty.
因为他复活了。
Because he has raised from the dead.
他没有一直挂在那里。
He is not always hanging on the cross.
他已经从十字架上下来。
He has come down from the cross.
被埋在坟墓里。
He has been buried in the tomb.
然后又从死里复活。
And being raised from the dead.
所以十字架上他已经不在那里了。
Therefore, he is no longer hanging on the cross.
在坟墓里也找不到他了。
And you can no longer find him in the tomb either.
他复活了。
He has resurrected.
所以对基督徒来说，基督教徒来说，我们更看重的是他的复活那方面的意义。
Therefore, for evangelical Christians, we emphasize his resurrection much more.
我们对耶稣的形象不是停留在他是一位受苦的为我们而死的弥赛亚而已。
Our impression of Jesus Christ is not merely a Messiah, the suffering servant hanging on the cross.
因此，罗马书第四章二十五节是一个很精简的一个总结。
Therefore, Romans chapter 4, verse 25 is a conclusive summary for the essence of Christian belief.
他提到耶稣为我们所做的是什么？
This verse mentions what Jesus has done for us.
也就是我们所谓的福音是什么？
That is what the essence of gospel is.
第一个部分。
The first part.
他说是耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯。
It says, he was delivered over to death for our sins.
他被交给人不是因为耶稣本身的罪。
He was delivered over to death not for his own sins.
是我们的罪。
But for our sins.
事实上这句话很多学者注意到是来自于以赛亚书五十三章。
Many people recognize this verse as a reflection from Isaiah chapter 53.
在以赛亚书五十三章形容将来有一位救主，一位弥赛亚要来。
Isaiah chapter 53 describes a Messiah coming in the future.
那么这位弥赛亚是一位受苦的弥赛亚。
This Messiah is a suffering Messiah.
他成为一个神为我们预备的赎罪祭。
He has become atonement for our sins from God.
事实上在罗马书第四章二十五节，当他提到说他被交给人的时候
，In fact, Romans chapter 4:25 describe when he was delivered to the human beings.
这个动词表示他是被别人交给人的。
The verb deliver here is a divine passive.
这个意思是一种被动的，他是被交给人的，不是他自己去把自己交给谁的。
It's a passive tense, so He was delivered by somebody.
那是谁把他交给人的呢？
So who delivered him?
虽然我们有人说犹大把他出卖了，是犹大把他交给人了。
So somebody said Judas was the one who delivered him.
其实这边所说的意思很清楚，是神主动的把耶稣交给人去定罪的。
Actually, this verse says very clearly.God willingly delivered Jesus to atone for our sins.
那么在以赛亚书五十三章也很清楚地表达了同样一个观念。
Isaiah 53 illustrated the same point clearly.
以赛亚书五十三章第十节。
Isaiah 53 verse 10.
他说：“耶和华却定义要把他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他。”为赎罪祭。
It reads like this. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering.
是耶和华使他做赎罪祭的。
So the Lord made him a guilt offering.
是耶和华神定一个意思，要让他受痛苦的。
It was the Lord who crushes him.
所以犹大是出卖他的。
Therefore, Judah might have betrayed Jesus.
但不是因为犹大，所以这件事情就变成这个样子。
But the whole circumstances was not caused by Judah.
这是神本来就有的计划。
This is God's sovereign plan.
是神要做的事情。
God wanted this to happen from the very beginning.
因为神决定一个拯救的方法。
And this is God's sovereign plan.
我们人自己的罪，我们的罪
，our sins
是没有办法靠我们自己来解决的。
Cannot be dealt with by ourselves.
没有一个人可以付得起我们犯罪的代价。
No one can take results, bear the result of our iniquities.
所以这位神的独生子来到这世界上。
Therefore, God's only Son was sent to this world.
他来到世上是为了作为我们的赎罪祭。
He came here to atone for our sins.
所以在以赛亚书的五十三章的最后一节十二节，他这样说。
Therefore, the last verse of Isaiah 53 says like this.
他就说，他却担当多人的罪，他担当多人的罪。
For he bore the sin of many.
神定义要将他交出来给人的时候
，When God has decided to deliver him,
是为了要担当众人的罪。
It was to bore the sin of many.
这是罗马书所说的，他被交给人定罪是为了我们的罪。
So he was delivered to die for our sins.
所以关于这一点，可能比较没有太多的争论。
This part was really a part of controversy.
可能也没有太多人好像对这方面不太明白。
And few people do not understand this.
但是第二句话呢？可能听起来有点奇怪。
The second part of this verse sounds somewhat strange.
这个二十五节的第二部分是说，他的复活是为了我们，叫我们称义。
The second part says he resurrected for our justification.
为什么耶稣的复活是叫我们称义呢？
Why was Jesus raised alive for our justification?
因为在圣经别的地方似乎是强调耶稣的死也是我们称义的很重要的一个根据。
Elsewhere in the Bible seems to say that Jesus' death was the fundamental basis for our justification.
譬如说就在罗马书的第三章。
For example, in Romans chapter 3.
他提到这个称义的时候。
When Paul mentions about righteousness, justification.
罗马书第三章二十五节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 25.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信。
God presented Jesus as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood.
为的是要显明神的义。
He did this to demonstrate his justice.
二十六节说，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
And verse 26 says he did it to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
他提到耶稣的血。
So he mentions Jesus' blood.
那不是耶稣的死吗
？Isn't that Jesus' death?
所以耶稣的死。因此会带来人被神称为义。
So Jesus' death will lead us human beings into being called righteousness.
可是四章二十五节却说他复活为了叫我们称义。
But Romans chapter 4 verse 25 says he raised to life for our righteousness, for our justification.
当然有几件事情我们先说清楚。
There are a couple of things, of course, we have to clarify first.
第一件事情。
First thing is,
二十五节提到耶稣被交给人定罪是为了我们的过犯，复活要叫我们称义。
The first, chapter 4 verse 25 said that he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
好像耶稣的死跟耶稣的复活是当成两件完全独立的东西。
as though Jesus' death and resurrection are two independent events.
其实不是的。
Actually, that's not the case.
他这样的简单的叙述并没有意思要把耶稣的死、耶稣的复活当成完全不同的两件事情。
These two things were not intended to be separate.
他们两个是不可分的。
They cannot be separate.
耶稣的死是为了我们的罪，没有错。
Jesus died for our sins. This is true.
可是耶稣的死也的确为我们将来站在神面前被神算作是义的，有这样的基础，是因为他的死。
We are called righteous in front of God, indeed, because Jesus had died for us for our sins.
所以，不要把这两件事情完完全全，好像中国人说法，就是一刀切，切得清清楚楚、干干净净的。
So these two are not to be rigidly separated, as Chinese people say, cut very clearly.
这是第一个部分你要了解的。
第二个部分。This is the first thing to understand.
无论是耶稣的死，或者是耶稣的复活，两个都是我们得救的一个最重要的基础。
The second thing we have to understand is that Jesus' death and resurrection serve equally as a basis for our salvation.
当然。谈到称义的时候
，Of course, when we're talking about justification,
可能我们要多说几句话。
We need to say a couple more things about it.
称义是一个神学的名词。
Justification is a theological term.
我想现在教会讲到都尽量讲普通话，普通容易明白的话。
I think these days church sermons preaches in common language.
在讲台上已经不太常常听到人讲到讲了很多神学名词的。
And these days, we rarely mention theological terms in our sermons.
所以像这种称义 justification 这种字，除了在偶尔听到有牧师讲到以外，你大概从来不会听到有人讲这个字。
Therefore, we seldom hear the term of justification these days.
到底什么叫做称义？
So what is justification after all?
称义对我们一个信徒有什么重要性？
What's the significance of justification to us believers?
这是一个法律名词。
This is a legal term, actually.
所谓的称义。
And justification.
就好像一个法官宣告一个人没有罪，可以被释放了。
It's when it was used in the occasion that the judge released a criminal saying that you're no longer sinned.
你知道，在法律上来说。假如一个人有嫌疑犯罪的话，有可能犯罪的嫌疑。
If a suspect was suspected to have committed a certain crime,
然后那个检察官那个 DA 开始去调查。
The district attorney, the prosecutor will set along and go along went on some investigations.
虽然那个人还没有被定罪。
Although that person was not decided to be a criminal.
但是他已经是一个叫做嫌疑犯。
But he was already called a suspect.
他无论走到哪里，
wherever he goes,
别人可能都会觉得，他可能犯了罪。
People may still suspect him to be a criminal.
这还没有定罪。
But he was not.
他只是嫌疑犯。
He's only a suspect.
他就不是完完全全清白的。
So he's not completely without fault.
如果他是被定罪的，
But if he has been condemned,
可能还没有进监牢，
Before he steps into a prison,
他更是一个被人看为犯罪的人。
He has already been considered a criminal.
除非经过一个法律程序，
Unless there has been a legal procedure.
最后法官宣布，
And the judge says,
他是clean， 他完全清白的。
You're vindicated.
然后他就是完全就是叫做被称义了。
Then he can be justified.
否则的话呢，他不管是真的被定罪或有可能被定罪等等，这个东西，这个印象在人的心目中的时候，他就变成好像是一个有罪的人。
Otherwise, he was still considered somewhat sinful and a criminal, possibly, before he was released.
称义的意思是将来我们在神的面前。
Justification, what's the meaning of it? It means in front of God in the future.
我们还没有，我们每一个人都还没有到最后，在神的审判台前被定罪。
Before we have been come to God's side and finally being convicted.
但是事实上，从我们所做的、所行的一切
，But actually, whatever we do,
我们自己知道。
We know.
在最后的审判当中，我们是过不了关的。
We cannot pass.
那虽然我还没有最后被定罪。
Although we have not been finally condemned,
但其实我知道，我在神面前是一个有罪的人。
But we know we have sinned in front of God.
我跟神的关系不是完全正常的。
Our relationship with God is not entirely right.
这个罪使我跟神有一个隔离。
Sin has separated us from God.
称义就把这个事情转过来。
Justification changes all that.
当我被神称为义的时候
When we have been justified by God,
就是神算我是清白的
That is God counts us as being righteous.
我就可以跟神有一个新的关系
We can come into a new relationship with God.
有一个新的关系以后
A new relationship with God.
什么事情都不一样
Everything is different.
就像我刚用的比方
Just as the analogy I just described,
你虽然没有被定罪
even though you have not been convicted,
你左右邻居都知道 FBI 在找你
all your neighbors know FBI is looking for you.
你也知道地方检察官在问你好几次口供
and you know the DAs are looking for your statements.
你会发现左右邻居看你的眼神都有一点怪怪的。
And all your neighbors will look at you in a different way.
你跟所有人的关系都变了。
Your relationship with everybody changes.
有的人就不太敢多跟你讲几句话。
Some people were afraid of talking to you anymore.
怕 FBI 也去找他了。
They're afraid that FBI may investigate them as well.
你会发现，连你的家人可能跟你的关系都变了。
Even your family members look at you differently now.
一直到当法官宣布你是清白了
，until the judge has vindicated you，
关系就恢复了。
Then your relationship is restored.
这个只是在人间的情形。
But this is what happens in the world.
但其实某种程度反映我们跟神的关系。
But in some ways resemble our relationship with God.
如果神称我为义了
，if God counts us as righteous，
我跟神的关系不一样。
Our relationship with God has changed.
我甚至跟每一个人的关系也不一样。
And our relationship with everybody has changed.
称义使我们有一个新的立足点。
Being justified, give us a new standing point, a new position.
从这个新的立足点，我可以重新建立跟人、跟神、跟所有东西的一个新的关系了。
From this new standing point, we can transform our relationship with everybody.
所以称义对基督徒是非常重要的一件事情。
Therefore, justification is the key thing for believers.
但是这节圣经强调，耶稣的复活是为叫我们称义。
But this verse emphasizes that Jesus was raised to life for our justification.
其实我们正确的了解应该这样说。
Actually, we should understand this verse in this way.
耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
Jesus died for us on the cross.
已经为我们付出一个代价。
He has already paid the price.
为的他所付的代价。
For this price he paid.
我们已经有一个可以被称为义的一个基础了。
We already gained the foundation for justification.
好像我有，假如说我犯了一些罪。
Let us say if I have committed some sins.
假如我的罪是牵涉到一些钱的事情。
Regarding money.
然后因为我在钱的方面有问题，所以我欠了一个债主很多很多钱。
I owe somebody a large sum of money.
除非有人把我替我把这个钱全部付清了。
Unless somebody paid all.
我就变成有罪。
Then I'm sinful.
如果有人一个很有钱的人替我把它通通付清了。
If some rich person pays it all,
那我可以被算为无罪了。
Then now I'm justified.
我的案子就结束了。
My case is closed.
那现在有人付了。
Now somebody has paid the price.
那我就有一个被称为义的 基础了。
Now I have the basis for being called just, just and righteous.
但是在法律上还有一个程序要做。
But there are a couple of legal procedures to go through.
我已经找到一个人替我付钱。
I have already found somebody to pay my price.
法院不会马上就称我是无罪的。
But the court will not declare me, vindicate me right away.
我要办很多法律程序。
I still have a lot of legal procedures to go
through. 比如说，给钱的人要证明他这个钱是他甘愿给我的。
For example, the person who paid for me has to demonstrate that he's willingly paying for me.
他可能要签一个 statement, 签一个什么东西。
He may have to sign some kind of statement.
我也要签一个什么东西。
And I have to sign some kind of statement as well.
我这些法律的动作通通做完以后。
After all these legal procedures,
法院才会宣告 OK, 我的案子结束。
The court will declare the case is closed.
不是说有一个人替我付钱 OK, all set, 不是那么简单，还有一些事情要做。
So it's not that it's all set after someone is willing to pay for me. There are a couple of things I need to do still.
一样的是，耶稣为我们全人类已经死在十字架上。
In the same way, when Jesus has died for us,
他事情已经做完。
He has done his part.
那我们是不是每一个人都自动就被算作没有罪的呢？
So are we called righteousness automatically?
还没有完成。
The work is yet to be done.
还有一些法律动作没有做。
There are some procedures to go through.
好像法院你要签一些 statement 一样。
Just as we have to sign statements in a court.
在圣经上所说的就是你必须用信来接受神所为我们付的这个代价。
The Bible says we have to accept Jesus' atonement by faith.
你要用这一个信接受的动作，你才可以领取这一个恩典。
The act of accepting Jesus' atonement by faith.
你没有用信心去接受的话
，If we don't accept it by faith,
这个东西完成了，但是你却不能用。
Even though this work is complete, you cannot take part of it.
你也不能够得到法院宣布无罪的这个宣告。
You cannot get the vindication from the court.
所以每一个人你要做这些事情。
Everybody has to make this decision.
我再这样讲一下。假定有十个人他们都犯了一个经济上的犯罪的问题。
Suppose there are 10 people, all of them have committed some kind of economic problem.
每个人比如说欠税或什么欠政府1000万美金。
They owe some taxes like up to 10 million.
现在有一个很有钱的人。
Now there's a rich guy.
他帮助这十个人。
He's trying to help the 10 people.
他说好，我愿意出1亿美金替你们十个人把欠政府的钱还掉。
I'm willing to pay it all.
所以我把1亿美金已经放在一个银行的户头。
So now I'm deposited all the money into a bank account.
每个人只要办一些手续去拿这个钱交给政府，你就 claim.
So you can be cleared.As long as you go to the bank and go through some procedures.
所以钱已经放在银行里了。
So the money has been deposited.
每个人你要办一个动作。
But everybody has to do something.
我就说有些法律文件你要签名的。
There are legal statements you have to sign.
你要同时可能签一个文件说我接受他的捐款。
You have to say that I accept his donation.
他捐的钱没有强迫你要收啊。
He's not forcing you to accept it.
你不签说我收。钱不能自动给你的。
The money will not automatically go to your account and clear for you unless you sign it.
是有很多人想要捐钱给你，送钱给你，你还不想拿呢。
You may not want to accept it, even though there are many people who are willing to contribute.
你必须签一个文件说，我很乐意、很高兴、也很感激的收他的捐献。
You must sign a statement, say something like, "I gratefully accept this donation."
你签了这个文件。
As long as you sign.
钱就从那个人的银行可能就转进法院或者到美国税捐处去了。
The money will be transferred to either the court or some other places.
你不签的话呢？
If you don't sign,
钱在银行里。
The money is still in the bank.
你的钱还是没还掉。
And you still owe the debt.
银行这个美国法院还是不会宣告你无罪的。
And and the cord will not clear you. Stop.
今天耶稣在十字架上做了一件事。
Today, Jesus has done this one thing for us on the cross.
但是不是每个人都享受了这个恩典。
But not everybody can enjoy the grace.
所以信是你得到这个恩典必须做的一件事情。
Faith is the key to accepting the grace.
所以不经过信来接受你不会得到恩典。
If not through faith, we cannot get the grace.
但是为什么复活对于称义那么重要？
But why is it so important resurrection regarding to justification?
有人这样说很好，复活是使我们这些相信的人。
Someone said this. Resurrection has made us believers.
让我们能够更加的确定我会得到一个神的赦免，我会得到一个新的赦免。
More sure of God's vindication.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
在旧约圣经犹太人当中，
In the Old Testament, according to the Jews,
他们已经有赎罪祭的概念。
They already have the concept of atonement.
他知道杀一只牛或杀一只羊可以暂时的替他赎罪。
They know their sins can be atoned by killing ox or a lamb.
他们是有一个动物可以替人暂时性的赎罪，这个观念他懂。
So they understand their temporary atonement by the animal for their sins.
现在耶稣如果说被称为是我的赎罪祭。
Now, if now we call Jesus our atonement.
你知道牛跟羊做赎罪祭以后，
you know that cow and lambs after they become atonement,
这牛杀掉了，
they're killed,
他血流出来了，
the blood is shed,
他代替我的罪，
they have atoned for our sins,
然后这个牛跟羊就死了，
then they die,
死了以后通常我们就把它吃掉了，
then afterwards we eat them,
牛跟羊没有复活，
they're not raised to life,
it's gone forever.就没有了。
And they're gone forever.
耶稣替我赎罪。
Jesus died for our sins.
他流了血。
He shed his blood.
他也死了。
He died.
他是不是跟牛跟羊一样 gone forever?
Is he just like
the animals
gone forever, never coming back?
那牛羊死了就永远不会再回来，但是我们知道这个牛羊是暂时的赎我的罪。
These animals died for our sins temporarily. They died and never come back.
我每年要再来一次赎罪祭。
Therefore, every year we have to do the whole thing again.
甚至我每一次犯的罪，我都那一次就还特别来献一个赎罪祭。
Even to the point that every time we sin, we have to do the atonement thing again.
我怎么知道耶稣的这个赎罪祭是 once and forever， 这一次就解决的呢？
How do we know that the atonement by Jesus is once for all?
因为他从死里复活了。
Because he has resurrected from the dead.
你从来没有看到一只牛或羊复活的。
You never seen resurrection of animal.
好人也很多。
There are many good people.
亚伯拉罕是好人，摩西是好人。
Abraham is a good guy, so is Moses.
死了。
But they all died.
也没有复活。
None of them resurrected. So
耶稣是不是跟摩西一样而已？
Is Jesus just like Moses? That's all.
他要替我做赎罪祭。
He has died for us.He's the atonement for us.
Yeah, 我可能很感谢。
I'm grateful to that.
但我怎么知道耶稣这位神所差遣的救主是比摩西比任何一个人更伟大更有能力？
But how do we know he's greater than Moses?
因为他复活了。
Because he has raised from the dead.
摩西没有。
Moses did not.
亚伯拉罕没有。
Abraham did not.
大卫没有。
David did not either.
只有这一位是从死里复活的。
Only Jesus was raised to life.
因此，耶稣的复活使我被称义这个已经存在的事实对我而言更加的确定了。
Therefore, the resurrection of Jesus Christ made me even more sure of my justification.
否则，我会觉得我应该是好像是被称义的。
Otherwise, we'll think that we may be justified.
但也许你心目中会有一个问号，偶尔会出现。
But there's still a question mark from time to time.
但耶稣从死里复活了。
But Jesus has resurrected from the dead.
你更确定这个被神称义的事实 是一个不会改变、不会错误的。
Now we have absolute assurance.
当然，复活还带来了其他很多新的一个对我们人生很重要的意义。
Of course, resurrection has brought many other significances to our life.
我也不希望在今天早上把整个复活的每一面都要讲。
I don't assume that I can cover all aspects of resurrection today.
但是有几个方面至少我们可以想到的。
But there are some things at least we can think about for now.
耶稣的复活，第一，证明了他是无辜的，他是无罪的。
Jesus' resurrection has vindicated him that he's not sinful.
所以他成为一个无罪的人，替我们有罪的人成为赎罪祭。
Therefore, he's an innocent man has died for us, being atonement for our sins.
他的复活也是跟前面说被交给人一样，是神主动的作为，神使他复活。
His resurrection is God's sovereign action.
所以这是因为他的无罪，神使他从死里复活。
Because he's innocent, so God raised him from life for life.
而且他的复活也是证明他胜过了罪恶。
His resurrection also means that he has won, he has victory over death.
因为罪带来的后果。
Because the result of sin.
人人都会死。
Everybody will die.
甚至要替我们承担罪的耶稣也必须死。
Even Jesus, who has bear our sins, has to die as well.
但如果他死了，就死了，没有复活。
But if he just died and there's no resurrection,
似乎死比任何一切都大。
It seems that death wins over all things.
耶稣从死里复活。
But now Jesus has resurrected.
他胜过死亡，其实就是胜过罪恶。
He has victory over death. That is, he has victory over sins.
对我们来讲，就成为一个盼望。
This is our hope.
对我们来讲，成为一个内在的一个推动力。
This is our inner motivation.
因为当我们相信耶稣的时候
，Because as we believe in Jesus,
我们跟他内在的属灵上一个结合。
We have a spiritual union with him.
我们在他的死。在他的复活都成为相关的。
His death and resurrection are together.
所以他的复活给我们一个盼望。
And his resurrection has given us hope.
我只要跟耶稣是联合的。
We only have to be united with Christ.
他胜过罪恶。
He has won over sins.
我靠着神的恩典和能力，我也应该能够胜过罪恶。
Therefore, by God's grace, we can win over sins and death as well.
他可以胜过肉体的死亡。
He has won over physical death.
我也可以胜过死亡。
So can I.
所以他的复活带给我们很大的一种鼓励，一种盼望。
So his resurrection gives us much encouragement as well as hope.
我们当中有一些年纪比较老迈的。
We have some older people among us.
我不知道你们会不会偶尔或者常常想到，有一天我可能要离开这个世界。
I don't know if you guys have wondered that one day I may be leaving this world.
好像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌 ，Because He Lives， 因他活的那首诗歌。
Remember the song we just sing, Because He Lives.
很多人唱这首歌，很喜欢唱这首歌。不过有时候你不一定注意到这首歌的最后一节的歌词。
A lot of people like the song, but they may not have paid attention to the last verse, of the song.
特别很多年轻人很喜欢唱这首歌。
I know a lot of young people like it.
你知道第三节在说什么吗
？Do you know what the third stanza was talking about?
我有一天会渡过生命河。
And then one day I will cross the river.
是经过什么河
？What river is that?
河的那边是什么
？What's on the other side of this river?
你过了河，你就死了。
Are you dead after you cross the river?
生命河。
It's the river of life.
这边第三节所说的就是说，有一天我会死的。
Verse 3 says, and then one day I will die.
但是我怎么去面对这个死亡呢？
But how am I going to face that?
我知道大部分的美国人好像都比较不太怕死的。
I know many Americans are not afraid of death.
我知道有一个统计是这样说的。
I know a statistic have telling me that.
他们去问很多的美国老人家。
Statistics have shown that older people of the United States.
这些美国人，有的信基督教。
Some of them believe in the Protestant Christian.
有些是天主教徒。
Some of them are Catholics.
有些是犹太教徒。
Some of them are Jewish.
有的什么教都不信的。
Some of them are atheists.
但是87%的美国人会说，如果你死后去哪里的话。
But 87% of Americans think after death.
当回答这个问题，我死后去哪里？87%的说我会去天堂。
They think they're going to the heaven.
是有87%的人是真正信耶稣的人吗？
So 87% of the American people believe in Jesus Christ?
我不太相信有87%的人是真正信耶稣的。
I'm not so sure about that.
我所知道的统计，全美国没有超过40%的人是经常去任何教堂的。
I think I know that not more than 40% of the American population are churchgoers.
任何的教堂。
Any kind of church.
天主教的、基督教的、犹太教的。
Roman Catholics.Protestants or Jewish.
大部分的美国人都相信死后，我大概还不太坏，我会去天堂的。
But the majority of United States residents think that they're not so bad, that they will go to heaven after death.
难怪佛罗里达有个教会，它有一种家庭探访布道的一个方法。
No wonder there's a church in Florida. They have this outreaching program, outreaching to families.
Have you ever heard of Pastor James
Have you ever Kennedy? Heard of Pastor James Kennedy?
Evangelism explosion is the way of individual evangelism tool. They have home visiting. 在这种布道方法当中，他们有一堆的问题要问你。
They have designed a set of questions to ask people.
第一个问题。
The first one is.
你如果今天晚上你就要死了，你知道你要去哪里吗？
Where do you think you're going if you're to die today?
他们把这个材料翻成中文。
They've translated that into Chinese.
有在中国人当中做同样的方法去布道传福音。
And use the same way in Chinese people as an evangelical tool.
但在中国人当中的反应非常不好。
And this has caused some problems among Chinese people.
中国人从来不会问别人说，假如今天晚上你要死了。
Chinese people will
never 不能问这种问题的。
Ask this kind of question, mentioning anything about death.
因为中国人95%以上或者99%会相信他死了以后一定会下地狱的。
95% of the Chinese people think they're going to hell after death.
所以你不要问他说，假如今天晚上你死了，你要去哪里？
So don't talk about death to them.
他会气得就把你赶出去了。
They'll be so angry, they'll kick you out.
我就不知道为什么美国人设计这种问题。第一个问题是问你死后今天晚上你要去哪里。
I don't know why American people design such questions.
后来我看到他们的统计，发现大部分的美国人都很天真的认为，我死后不管我好或坏，我一定上天堂。
After I saw the statistics, I now understood because the majority of American people think they're going to heaven because they're good people.
所以他们的那个设计的问卷的第二问题是什么？
So what's the second question they ask on the questionnaire?
因为他预料每一个人都说 Yeah, I will go to heaven. 我要去天堂。然后第二个问题是 How do you know? 他说问你，你怎么知道你可以去天堂？
They ask you, How do you know that?
那如果中国人说哦，我一定下地狱，那这第二个问题要怎么问呢
？So, for example, if the Chinese people answer the first question by "I'm going to hell," then there's no second question you can ask.
所以这个文化很不一样。
So there are a lot of cultural differences.
不过我不知道今天是不是每一个人，我们在座的年轻的，连老的，你真正想这个问题的时候，你这么确定你会上天堂吗？
So I wonder if the people among us today, whether you are young or old, are you so sure you're going to heaven?
我盼望圣经上所说的这些话。
I hope what's said in the Bible.
特别耶稣为我们所做的这些事。
Especially the things Jesus has done for us.
他为我们死在十字架上。
The fact that he has died for us on the cross.
也为我们已经被神从让他从死里复活了。
And he was also raised to life.
给我们一个确信。
Give us assurance.
只要我相信他。
As long as we believe in him.
他怎么从死里复活，我也会从死里复活。
How he has raised from the to life, we will be raised in the same way.
他去哪里，我也会跟他一起去哪里。
Where he is going, we are going there also.
我们可以坦然无惧地面对死亡。
We can face death without fear.
我们不是那么天真的以为我够好，所以我一定上天堂。
That's not because we're so innocent as to believe we're so good.
我们是相信我不够好。
Rather, we know we're not so good.
所以我需要耶稣基督的救恩。
Therefore, we need Jesus' salvation.
但是我又相信。
But we also believe.
耶稣的恩典够大。
Jesus' grace is big enough. It's great enough.
他的血可以洗净我一切的罪。
His blood can cleanse all our sins.
神让他从死里复活。
God can raise him from death.
神也会借着耶稣基督让所有信的人也就跟着耶稣基督进入一个新的国度。
And God will also bring those who believe in Jesus Christ to his kingdom.
所以他的复活
Therefore his resurrection
更确认了我被神算作是义的
Make sure that we are justified to be righteous.
也因此从今天开始
Therefore from this day on
我可以用不同的眼光看我自己。
I can view myself from a different perspective.
我可以跟神有不同的新的关系了。
I will have a new relationship with God.
我跟别的人也完全有一个新的关系了。
My relationship with other people are also transformed.
这个就是信主所谓重生 born again 的意思。
This is the meaning of born again.
我们不再被罪恶所捆绑。
We're no longer bound by our sins.
这是复活节神所给我们的一个好消息。
This is the good news of Easter Sunday.
Let's pray. 我们一起祷告。Our Heavenly Father, we thank you because you raised Jesus from death to life. So that we have a security that we will be justified because of what Jesus has done for us.We thank you for this grace. And we also pray that help us to keep in mind
we are Christian. We already make a decision. That is, we are going to be your disciple. We will follow your command and do everything to glorify your name. We are going to unite with youIn your death and also in Jesus' resurrection. So that the life, the power of Jesus Christ will be come out from our own life. Father, we pray that in our daily life we can walk with you, talk with you, and follow you daily.我们在天上的父神，我们再一次献上我们的感恩，在这个复活节的时候，主借着你的话语再一次提醒我们，你的复活带给我们新的盼望，你的复活使我们更加的确信，我们是被你所称义的，借着我们的信，借着你的恩典，也借着耶稣基督的死，使我们所有信的人得到一个新的生命，新的身份，就是神的儿女。求主带领我们，也让我们每一天的生活是能够荣耀你的名，让耶稣基督的生命能够在我们的身上也被彰显出来。主求你来带领我们，好让我们能够在每天的生活当中紧紧的跟随你，也与你交通，成为一个你真正的门徒。I'll pray It's in our precious Lord's name. Amen.